Hi everyone. So I promised you a visualization activity to sort of enhance our episode on emotional intelligence. So I'm going to start this by asking you to be in a place that is calm and quiet and maybe dim lit. It doesn't matter so much. You hopefully close your eyes. And it's not a meditation, but it is a visualization. So, if you don't know how that works, don't worry about it. I'm going to walk you through it. So, what we're going to do is we're going to close our eyes and I'm going to read you something. And it's going to develop your, or rather, help you to develop your sense of self-awareness and empathy by visualizing your emotions as a garden, that you're going to nurture and grow. So this is called the emotional intelligence garden. So I'd like for you to find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Just get comfortable, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths to relax. Make sure you're breathing in through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Nice long exhale, just a few. Just relax, feel super calm. You can push pause if you need to. Otherwise, just take a few deep breaths and we're going to start. I want you to feel your body relaxing with each breath. Now, just imagine that you're standing in front of a beautiful, serene garden. This garden represents your emotional landscape. Notice the colors, the smells, the sounds around you. Feel the gentle breeze and the warmth of the sun on your skin. As you step into the garden, just take a moment to look around. See the variety of plants, flowers, the trees, again, the colors, the vibrancy, the smells. Some parts of the garden might be lush and vibrant, while others might need more care, more attention. I want you to begin to walk through the garden just at a very leisurely pace. Notice the different plants and flowers as you pass them. Each one represents a different emotion. Some flowers might be vibrant and blooming, representing joy, excitement. Just enjoy them for a moment. Now you're coming to another patch. Here, these flowers might be wilted or in need of some kind of care. That represents sadness or stress. Take a moment to acknowledge them. As you explore, pay attention to how you feel when you look at each plant. Are there areas of the garden that feel more inviting, more comfortable? Are there areas that feel neglected, overlooked, maybe? Now, imagine you have a watering can that's filled with self-compassion and understanding. As you walk through the garden, I want you to stop at each plant and each flower and gently water them, giving them extra attention to the ones that are struggling. So go ahead, pour some compassion and understanding on every single one. The ones that are struggling, the ones that look sad or stressed, that need some help, give them extra compassion, extra understanding. Take more time with them. As you water each plant, visualize it absorbing the water and growing stronger. See the colors becoming even more vibrant, the leaves perking up, and the flowers beginning to bloom. Spend some time in the garden, Pull out any weeds that might represent negative thoughts or emotions. Just pull them out, throw them away. We don't need those weeds. Maybe add some fertilizer of positivity and encouragement. And notice how the garden responds to your care. Take your time, walk through your garden. It's a big garden. Maybe double back to the areas that need more help. Special notice of how everything's responding to your care. Now, take a moment to reflect on what you see. Your eyes are still closed. Which emotions need more attention and care? It's obvious, right? How can you nurture these emotions in your daily life? Remember, just like a garden, your emotional landscape needs regular care and attention. So commit to spending some time each day nurturing your emotions and being kind to yourself. Take the time to reflect on why some of these emotions are there. What's causing them? Where do they come from? Take your time thinking about it, reflecting, doing some self-care. And when you're ready, I want you to slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. Just sort of wiggle your fingers and toes, slowly open your eyes, take another deep breath, and carry the sense of calm and care with you throughout your day. If needed, do some breath work. Do a couple of physiological sighs that we learned. Remember that? I'll remind you. It's a deep breath in, another tiny breath to fill up your lungs completely and blow out long. Double breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. When you're done, I want you to think about, what did you notice about your emotional garden? Were there any areas that surprised you that you weren't expecting? Did any emotions come up that you didn't realize you were thinking about? Which ones needed more care? Maybe you had stress and sadness and resentment and hurt. Which ones seem to need more care than the others? You can always go back and do the visualization practice again. Don't forget, anytime you need it. Did you notice any changes in your mood or your mindset? By the time you were done, did you notice any changes? Just think about it. If you would like to, I encourage you to journal about this whole experience. You can write about the emotions that you identified, how they plan, or how you rather plan to nurture those emotions. Maybe any insights that you gained from the visualization. And again, you can revisit this this visualization on a regular schedule if you'd like to, or whenever you feel the need, because your emotional awareness, your well-being is always evolving and you want to do everything you can to enhance it. This, my friends, is a really easy way to take a little time to self-care. And I invite you all to share this experience on social media if you like, to tell a friend about it, to hashtag in the comments, if you want to. This can help to build a sense of community and provide support for others on their emotional intelligence journey as well. So, as always, take what resonates with you from this whole experience, leave the rest behind, and by all means, spread the word if you loved this exercise. And come back often. It's only a few minutes. Take the time for yourself. Thanks for listening.